It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. It's the birthday of English writer, connoisseur, and collector Horace Walpole, the 4th Earl of Orford, born in 1717 in London. In his day, he was famous for his medieval horror tale, The Castle of Otranto. He is remembered today as perhaps the most tireless letter writer in the English language. The youngest son of Prime Minister Sir Robert Walpole, he was educated at Eton and at King's College, Cambridge. In 1739, he embarked with his Eton schoolmate, the poet Thomas Gray, on a grand tour of France and Italy, in the midst of which they quarreled and separated. They were later reconciled, and Walpole remained an enthusiastic admirer of Gray's poetry throughout his life. On his return to England in 1741, Walpole entered Parliament, where his career was undistinguished, although he attended debates regularly until 1768. In 1791, he inherited the peerage from a nephew, a grandson of Robert Walpole. He remained unmarried, and on his death at 79 in 1797, the earldom became extinct. The most absorbing interests of his life were his friendships and a small villa that he acquired at Twickenham in 1747 and transformed into the pseudo-Gothic showplace known as Strawberry Hill. Over the years, he added cloisters, turrets, and battlements, filled the interior with pictures and curios, and amassed a valuable library. The house was open to tourists and became widely known in his own lifetime. He established a private press on the grounds where he printed his own works and those of his friends, notably Gray's Odes of 1757. Strawberry Hill was the stimulus for the Gothic revival in English domestic architecture. Walpole's literary output was extremely varied. The Castle of Otranto, which was first published anonymously in 1765, succeeded in restoring the element of romance to contemporary fiction. In it, he furnished the machinery for a genre of fiction wherein the wildest fancies found refuge. He also wrote The Mysterious Mother in 1768, a tragedy with the theme of incest. Amateur historical speculations, such as historic doubts on the life and reign of King Richard III, and a genuine contribution to art history titled Anecdotes of Painting in England in 4 volumes, which appeared between 1762 and 1771. His most important works were intended for publication only after his death. His private correspondence of some 4,000 letters constitutes a survey of the history, manners, and taste of his age. He revered the letters of Madame de Sévigné and, following her example, consciously cultivated letter writing as an art. His most substantial correspondence was with Horace Mann, a British diplomat whom Walpole met on his grand tour and with whom he maintained contact for 45 years, although the two men never met again. His correspondence, edited by W.S. Lewis and others, was published in an astounding 48 volumes between 1937 and 1983. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 24th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.